Welcome back to the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. Scott Kegley here with 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh. And coach, what can you and the rest of the scouting staff really get out of these this week out here in Indy?
Well, it's a big piece of a puzzle, watching guys compete. I mean, that doesn't get any better than that. Got them all in one spot, talk to them, get knee to knee with 60 of the prospects. You know, kind of put on that evaluator hat, but I just prefer to say watching guys compete. See if we can find the most competitive ones and get the most competitive, all about football guys that we can to San Francisco.
Yeah, and you've been through this process as well and probably are familiar with a lot of the players. Is that really the main thing that you're looking for, and how can those guys show you that they're the most competitive people on the field?
Well, they'll be competing in drills, competing against themselves, personal best in terms of times or bench press, but also against the other guys that are on the field. And everybody's looking around. You know, everybody's sizing each other up. And when you're in that kind of competitive arena, they can show that they are good, better, or best for the days that they're here.
And I know this is just one piece of the puzzle, but of the guys that we've drafted, are there any ones that really used the combine that you remember is really to propel them in saying that's going to be our guy?
Oh, okay, that's a great question. Mr. Kaepernick. For the first time I met him, I mean, he lit up the room, reminded me of Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. Got so excited about that meeting with him and how well-spoken he was and how quick-minded he was. And then watch him going through the drills, and it just looked like this great athletic specimen. Well, Steve Young and Colin presented an award. Steve looked like a junior high kid next to Colin. No offense, Steve. We love you. But it had that kind of effect when you saw, mm-hmm. What a great, well-trained physical specimen Kaepernick is.
Yeah, well, year two, you've always talked about such a big year for some of the guys who come in. Rookies make that transition in year two. Some of the guys, Marcus Lattimore, Tank Carradine, weren't able to compete in year one, but what do you expect from those guys as they enter their sophomore season?
Well, there's going to be a lot of things that they're doing for the first time, so it's not truly like a second year. It's going to be more like a first year in a lot of ways, but they have advantages of having been in San Francisco training. They know all the guys. They know where to go. They have the routine out, so that'll be an advantage. Just can't tell you how excited I am for both of those guys. I think it's going to be different. It's going to be better, and can't wait to watch them compete.
But what about Quentin Patton and guys like Vance McDonald? And of course, Vance, Greg Roman told us he was a guy who really was instrumental in the offense, especially with blocking. What do you see from those guys as they take that next step?
There's truly two guys that'll be doing everything again for the second time, and the most gains that you can make in any one year in your professional career is when you go from year one to year two, because you're doing everything for the second time. And I think you'll see great strides from them, because both of them really want to be good. And they enjoy the process of training, the weights, the running, the practices, the meeting time, the film time, competing in practice, competing in games. And they've done all those things. Now they're doing it again. So I think you'll see inflection points to two already good players, to two players that already showed that they belong in the National Football League. So excitement level is 10 out of 10 for those two guys.
And finally, Coach, I know you're big with social media, and we're always trying to take the
Me?
Next.
I'm bigger.
Absolutely. And that we're always trying to take the next step here with 49ers.com. Have you seen Google Glass?
Yes, I have.
At all?
Yes,
what,
I have.
What are your thoughts, and could we potentially get you to maybe wear one of these during a press conference?
I would like, let's get our quarterbacks wearing them during practices and OTAs. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fantastic. Does our budget allow us to get all our players the Google glasses?
49ers Studios, we got deep pockets, Coach.
We can get glasses for at least all the quarterbacks.
Okay.
And it'd be good to as many position players as that we can.
Coaching staff, are they beneficial at all? I mean, you can try them on if you want.
Okay. I'd rather get to the players first. I know there's always budgets, so I got the time on that.
It's very beneficial. We're going to be recording video all week.
Anthony Davis has one. Mm-hmm. He's got a pair.
All right, well, thank you so much, Coach, and we'll look
forward
to
getting
you
some
Google
Glass. I'm going to hold you to that.
Absolutely.
That's going to come out of the marketing budget?
We'll see. We got to ask Rob Alberino. He's our executive producer, so I don't write the checks.
Come on, Rob. Get us a mile an hour faster.